Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of 5G, I guess the solo edition, but more so welcome to the very first episode of the new season that I've chosen to name the Soul Season. This will be a little small summer series for any of you all who are craving something deeper or softer or more aligned this season. If you've been listening to the podcast for a bit, you know that we've been pretty quiet. Life has moved, plans have shifted, people have also shifted, and I decided to kind of sit in that silence for a bit. But God's been putting it on my heart that it's not always emptiness. Sometimes silence can be Him clearing space for other opportunities. That being said, this summer, I made the decision that felt very scary at first, but, as you can see, there's no J, or not C, but here, there's no J. I've decided to go solo as a host. Jaylen will be entering her start programs or classes for her dentistry program, and that's a very cutthroat and competitive program to get into. So for her academics, we decided that it's better to just be the one. Of course, she'll still be a guest on the podcast. You know, I will be living with her. But yeah. So let's see how I do with my own guys. But yeah. I kind of been sitting in isolation, in the isolation period this summer, by my own hand. And I thought that I was protecting my peace, but I realized that I may have just been drifting along. I don't know what that sound was. But I've just been drifting along, and it was about almost 3 weeks come tomorrow that I watched a sermon that's really spoke to me. The message was along the lines of how it's easy to start treating everything like a finish line, and I realized that that's exactly what I was doing. I have to get a job so I can pay for my rent. And if I don't pay for my rent, then this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. So I really need to do this one thing, get to this point, and then I'll be okay. And God had just been reminding me that life isn't a race, it's a journey. And when He did, I kind of sat back for a second, because I realized that I had been sitting and comparing myself to my friends, to my family, to my coworkers, and I didn't like that. I didn't like how much I relied on where other people were rather than where God would put me at. And so once I came to that realization, that milestones are not finish lines, but mile markers, I realized that I just need to start taking more moments to pause and reflect and recognize how far I've already come, rather than trying to focus on where I should be, and solely on where I should be instead of how far I've already gotten. But yeah, so The reason I chose to name the podcast season, Soul Season, is because this summer I don't want to chase after productivity. I don't want to perform or strive for like top 10 perfection. I don't want to prove anything to anyone, and I want to protect my peace in the sense of actually protecting my peace and doing the work that needs to be done to do so, rather than just isolating myself from every problem that arises with any people or things. So and I feel like the best way to do that is to just continue to grow in God. Kind of just been feeling like a robot recently. Like, I'd wake up, I'd sit with my little sisters, watch them for a bit, wait for my mom to come home from work, and kind of just do that all over again. And I don't want to keep doing that. Like, it just felt so repetitive. Even if I would go out with friends, it just feels like I'm on repeat every single day. And I've kind of just wanted to break out of that. And so I want to take you guys with me. And Soul Season is exactly how I plan on doing that. I plan on it being a few quiet, intentional weeks of just slowly but surely pouring back into ourselves, pouring back into our mind, our bodies, our spirits. So we'll talk about literally anything and everything. And I plan for it to be a mini-series. I say mini, but we know that I'm a yapper. So, hopefully every episode that I release of this one will be, like, 20 minutes, 25, maybe. I want it to be enough to, like, ground you, but not overwhelm you as a listener. So, yeah, that's the kind of energy I want this summer to carry, or the rest of the summer to carry. I want to be more intentional and not intense. And I feel like when we first started this podcast, that we focused on, like, the intensity of it and, like, how much, like, I guess, profound feeling we could get. I don't want that to be the sole focus of this podcast. I'm not sure exactly what I do want the sole focus to be, but I know it's not that. And while hosting this little mini-series, I'm thinking of also, like, doing a side series on top of that, just so I can, like, rack up on episodes so I don't have to record any come the first few weeks of school. Before I start, like, work and everything and flag. But yeah, I just think that the second one would be more communal. I'd probably be inviting my friends and family and whoever God places on my heart or in my path to sit down with me and share honest conversations about the topics that you guys sent in. I remember, like, a few weeks ago, I posted, like, a little questionnaire thing of, like, what you guys would want to hear, and I got a lot of responses from, like, two main people, but, like, a lot of responses between those two, so I have, like, a good almost 8 episodes planned out from those alone. I just have to find guests to go with it. But if you guys want to make any more suggestions of what to talk about through that, then, like, send a message to me, I guess, or the podcast page. don't be shy, guys. It's your podcast too. I just speak for us, guys. So starting out with our first episode, this episode will be called Starting with the Heart. And I decided that I wanted to open with a verse for each episode. And today's verse is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And I want to talk about the heart because that's where, like, everything starts, literally. It doesn't start with a to-do list or, like, a glow-up or, like, the 75 hard. It starts with the heart, and I believe that that's where God whispers first. It's where peace can grow or where anxiety can get rooted. It's where your future flows from. Like, they literally have the saying of, like, follow your heart. If you follow your heart and do what your heart wants to do, you'll never have to work a day in your life, or something like that. But yeah, I just think that if we're gonna do a reset, that's what needs to start first. And so I started journaling, and a question that came up while I was doing little Bible studies, or solo studies, as I call them, I came across the question, it just ran through my mind, and it was, what is my heart full of right now? And I will be honest, what I've been holding lately is a lot of uncertainty. Kind of been questioning timelines and dreams and financials, friendships even, and relationships as a whole, honestly. But I've overall just been wondering if certain people or plans were meant to stay, or like if they were meant for me. And also, like, battling feeling behind. Sometimes I just feel like everyone has it together, and I'm just here trying to remember how to, like, start, if that makes sense. But, like, I realized, like, I don't need to catch up or, like, keep pace with others. This is my own race, and I realized, like, I need to come back to myself. I did track for a year in high school, and I just see the track, and I'm seeing everyone run around, and everyone's doing, like, 15 laps, and I'm only on, like, lap 4, and it's a big old circle, pretty much, and you just have to come back. And at some point, you're going to reach the same point where you started, and you're just going to keep going around. And I don't know where I'm going with this, actually, but overall, like, you just come back to your starting point, and your starting point, I believe, should always be yourself and your heart, obviously. So I decided that I needed to come back to myself, to God, to what actually matters. I also realized, like, I don't have to be ready. I feel like if you are waiting to feel perfectly motivated or to be at a certain spot or to be completely healed before you do, like, a reset, then you would be waiting forever. Like, I don't know. That just feels, like, so unnecessary. Like, I used to think, like, when everything is right and it's just gonna be so great, like, when I have these things together and there are like fireworks in the sky, then I'll be okay. Like, then I can relax and be okay. But resets don't need fireworks. They need honesty. You have to be honest with yourself and understand that, like, you don't have to be ready to reset, but you do have to be honest with yourself. Like, if you're feeling tired, then that's okay. You're tired, but guess what? You should still start, tired and all. If you are feeling scared, start scared. Like, just at the end of the day, just start. Like, there's nothing that can go wrong if you just start. So here's a question that I also wrote down. And honestly, like, you guys should send in your answers of these. Like I said, I encourage you guys to come on this journey with me. Sorry if you guys can hear my air conditioning, but it is hot. But yeah, another question I wrote down was, what does your soul actually need this season? Not your schedule, not your friends, not your mom, not your siblings, not your degree. What does your soul need this season? Like, is it rest, structure, closure, whatever it is, put a name on it and let that be the root of your reset. Let that be what you are focusing on to be like the arrow of the replay button. I don't know, guys. But yeah, whatever it is, put a name on it. Like, overall, just don't be scared to start. You just have to go. Like, if you sit here and you wait on one thing to just heal over itself, that's not gonna happen. You have to start, and you have to put in work to get whatever it is that you've named as your root, you know? But yeah. Let's pray, guys. Dear Heavenly Father, as I begin this new season, I pray that you reset me, not just my goals, but my heart. I pray that you clean out what I've been carrying that's not from you, Lord God. Restore what's been drained. Remind me of who I am without the noise or the pressure or the performances. Just help me walk through this summer, soul first, with you in mind, Lord God. And let every mile marker remind me that I'm not behind, I'm becoming. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen. But yeah, that is it for this first episode. If you're still here, thank you so much. This really does mean a lot to me, and I'm going to start putting more focus into it, especially now that I have the time. This series will get personal. I think it's rooted in a lot of quiet growth that I've done behind the scenes, in my lonesome isolation period. But I think that we need more of that. If today spoke to you, I just ask, like, you share this podcast or journal on it, or just sit in it for a moment longer before you jump back into the real world. But yeah, this is soul season, and I will see you next week. Be gentle with your heart.